As mentioned, the type and rate of deposition changed, and the mid-Cretaceous sequence boundary, or unconformity, seen so prominently in seismic data, is the physical manifestation of these changes. With time, the shallow water environments that dominated the outer West Florida rimmed margin, mostly carbonate sediments, now have subsided 1,500 meters, and in some places are buried by hundreds of meters of deep water. This is how a rimmed, flat, shallow water shelf can become a deep water ramp. And it explains why the Florida platform is deep on the western side and elevated enough to allow for dry land on the eastern side we see today as Peninsular Florida. The western margin of the Florida-Bahamas platform was directly exposed to the anoxic waters in the deep Gulf of Mexico as they were exported up on top of the platform during sea level rise. Hence, its deleterious effects were more pronounced there than elsewhere on the platform. Additionally, the Gulf of Mexico had a direct opening to the Pacific Ocean at this time, not the Atlantic. Possibly, the Pacific was more stratified and more anoxic just below the surface than the Atlantic Ocean. Hence, seawater from the Pacific may have been more effective in drowning carbonate platforms than seawater from other oceans.